And welcome now to the Midday for a Thursday. I'm Norman Gilliland. Our quiz question today has to do with, I guess you could say in a general sense, showbiz. And indeed, we have some showbiz in the air. This is a busy month for it around Wisconsin, and one of the highlights, surely, will be the upcoming performances of The Merry Widow, the work of Franz Lehár that really revived, I think you could say, light opera. Is it light? We'll see. We'll find out about that. Florentine Opera is performing in Chicago, in Milwaukee, October 20th and 22nd. That's a Friday and Sunday. And the executive director of the Florentine Opera, Bill Florescu, is here, as is Corey McKern, who's singing the part of Count Danilo in The Merry Widow. And welcome. Welcome back and welcome, respectively, to the Midday.
Thank you very much.
Thanks,
Pleasure Norman. To be here.
Okay, so as long as I let that... that cat out of the bag, I suppose, in terms of what is The Merry Widow? Is it light opera? It's not a musical, but it's not Wagner either.
It's really a bridge piece. I think it was successful on Broadway in the early days of Broadway when it transferred over from Austria, but it has a lot of the elements of musical theater, but it has to be sung by people who are able to sing opera. So it's really, in that regard, a hybrid. But it's more like a musical, say, than Die Fledermaus, which Corey was in with us also, because there's a lot more dialogue in this show than, say, even Die Fledermaus or even most Gilbert and Sullivan operettas. So it's truly a hybrid and a bridge piece in that regard.
And in this case, the dialogue's going to be in English.
Correct. And the singing.
Yes, right. Yeah. Originally in German by a Hungarian-born composer. So, it's as cosmopolitan as you want it to be.
Absolutely.
And you think it works pretty well in English? Anything lost in translation?
I don't know if it's lost or transferred. I think it becomes a little more topical to us. I mean, I think that, and we don't do a lot with updating the humor, but I think the situational humor is more immediate for the audience this way than if it were in German.
It's funny how often that happens, even, with any number of operas, that suddenly, oh, that's so close to home.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and this piece, it definitely falls in between the spectrum of Wagner's Ring Cycle and Avenue Q. There's a middle ground.
Turn left.
Yes, and I think that these type of pieces are much more effective in their original language. In the language of the audience. Because the way the story unfolds, it's story-driven, love story-driven, rather than very serious opera.
Well, yeah, anytime you have a title called The Merry Widow.
That's right.
She's not too grief-stricken. And some fun is about to happen. And we have some excerpts therefrom, from another performance of it, the most familiar pieces. And I was saying before we went on the air that there aren't that many great songs about restaurants, but there's one in this.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And the name of the place, it's in Paris.
Maxime's. Chez Maxime's.
Yeah, yeah. Still there.
Yep. Correct.
Yeah. If you can afford it, walk right in.
I'm sure. I don't know. Have you been? I've never been.
I have not,
but no. It was, it started as a restaurant and then became what it this famous restaurant / nightclub / all the ladies in town were there. And now I'm sure it's a tourist trap, but probably worth going.
And so, what about Maxime's in this that comes out in the song?
Right. Well, it's where Danilo, who's supposed to be a hardworking diplomat, actually spends most of his working hours socializing with the grisettes, or the showgirls from Maxine's.
Isn't that a great word, grisette?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Here we go. And the performer for this?
This is Peter Morrison and the Chandos Concert Orchestra.
My very heavy fatherland, whenever will you understand? But when it comes to kisses, goodbye, my fatherland.
There you go, all about Maxime's, a great night spot. In The Merry Widow, the 1905, I think they just usually call it an operetta, don't they, by Franz Lehár, which seems to have been a turning point for light opera musical theater because it seemed to spawn a whole bunch of other works after it. It was arguably the high point for Lehar, too, at the ripe old age of 35.
Right. And, you know, it also created a template of the main romantic couple and then the soubrette couple behind it and a comic foil. And so Romberg and people like that came after, and then even Rodgers and Hammerstein and people like that, that formula of different couples and comic relief. Lehar really was one that set up that template, and Merriweather's sort of the archetype for that.
Sure.
Yeah, really persisted throughout much of the 20th century and into, you know, as we've said, Broadway too.
Right, absolutely.
So this is sort of the one that started a lot of those trends that you hear. And the Merry Widow is going to be performed by Florentine Opera in Milwaukee this Friday night, October 20th. That's a week from tomorrow night. And coming up already, wow.
I know.
And Sunday afternoon, October 22nd, Eline Hall in Milwaukee. And one of the two leads playing Count Danilo, Corey McKern, is with us and giving us some insights into it. And I'm also imagining, you know, 1905, what does this operetta look like?
Well, we're setting it, we're sort of owning the whole Belle Époque and Toulouse-Lautrec vibe. It's a really beautiful production from Utah Opera. I mean, the set is gorgeous and the costumes are really quite beautiful. So to me, if you're going to sort of wallow in the lushness and schmaltz of all this, I think you have to go full bore with it. So, you know, we got really wonderful singing actors and we're surrounding them with really beautiful stuff. We also have dancers from the Milwaukee Ballet who are involved, who are just fantastic.
Yes, I was going to get into to dance a little later, too, with, of course, the famous waltz that we'll get to. A tradition that the Merry Widow seems to have inherited, however, from the 19th century, maybe even it goes back further, I'm not sure. And correct me if I'm wrong, gentlemen, but Velia sort of has nothing to do with the plot. It's just kind of like thrown in to, I don't know, enable people to not think too hard about what's going to happen next. But it's a beautiful song, and it is one of the highlights.
Yeah, I mean, there's, you know, I've always thought it'd be fun to just do a whole evening of songs that have nothing to do with the plot. They're beautiful.
Yeah.
Tree is on the Mountain from Suzanne is another good example. Has nothing to do with it. But I guess this is plot because Hanna is making all the people from Pontevedra homesick by recreating their homeland there. And Avilia is sort of a wood sprite.
Right.
In English, when we talk about somebody having the willies, that's the English version of what Avilia is.
I didn't make that connection.
So it's not plot-driven, but it sort of helps it. But
and it gives her, it allows her to be charming to her audience in sort of a laid-back way. You know, she just sings this beautiful folk song, essentially, about her homeland.
So this is Hanna, who is the Merry Widow and the romantic lead to Count Danilo.
Right.
Yes.
This bit of nostalgia called Velia. Velia, or you got a taste of Velia, and that was Barbara Hendricks rendering Hanna Glavary, the female lead and the title character in The Merry Widow, an operetta that, well, as you say, Bill, you have to kind of like let it wash over you fully and let yourself be absorbed in that Belle Époque of 1905.
And
I'm not sure if anything really came close to that sound, you know, after The Merry Widow. And certainly Lehar kept writing for another 40 years without matching what he had done back then. Now, what about this one, Just as the Sun Awakens, this tune?
Well, the second couple, Camille, is in love with the main consul of Pontevedra, Valenciennes, who's a young French girl, and Camille is this sort of penniless French nobleman who she falls in love with, and they really have, with all apologies to our Danilo here, they have some of the prettiest some of the prettiest music in it. So this is a little bit of a second act duet where they talk about running away to the pavilion and being together.
And they are the real, the ingenue couple that,
right.
I mean, this romantic music is for a reason.
Yeah, absolutely.
Calm down, my friend.
Always so distant.
Oh, ifs and buts, I'm quite insistent. You'll simply have to get engaged to
And there you get some of the Just as the Sun Awakens, and a performance from the new Sadler's Wells Orchestra and Company from The Merry Widow. Well, among other things that The Merry Widow seems to have done is to bring out what might be called the last great waltz in the Strauss tradition.
Absolutely.
And what's the context for that? I mean, it's, of course, a recurring theme in the piece, but
you should set that up.
What part does it play?
You should set that up because it's sort of like they finally find each other.
Yeah, you know, this dance has obviously meant something to Danilo and Hanna, and by the time this final waltz comes about, they've sort of, no pun intended, danced around it several times, and then finally we get this payoff of what has become a very famous tune, this Merry Widow Waltz, and it always starts very slow and builds.
The slow waltz though can be very effective.
Oh, it's very fantastic,
romantic.
And yeah. He uses it very wisely. You know, he sets it up so well. I think in this piece, until finally, you know, music says things that simple words can't, and the way that the waltz comes in very slowly and then builds in this last scene says, you know, tells you everything you need to know about them finally being back together. Spoiler alert.
Sometimes we don't mind being spoiled.
Love unspoken, faith unbroken,
you imagine all the visuals with that, and you have quite the production of The Merry Widow by Franz Lehár, and in the Viennese tradition, but also kind of spawning much of what would become the Broadway tradition, too, in the 20th century. The Florentine Opera of Milwaukee is putting on two performances of The Merry Widow in English as part of an entirely English season.
Yep, absolutely.
For the Florentine. Friday night, October 20th, a week from tomorrow, and Sunday, October 22nd, in the afternoon, Eline Hall in Milwaukee. And with us has been Bill Florescu, he said, who is the executive director of the Florentine Opera and an occasional visitor here, and Corey McKern, who is the romantic male lead playing Count Danilo. Good to hear from you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us, Norman.
Thanks for stopping by. Should be quite the production.